An Ypsilanti artist and entrepreneurs using old shoes to create pieces of wearable art, so we decided to visit his shop.
Sneaker rehab culture and design culture has really become popular.
So popular that Damian Liberti has a shoe customization room at his Ypsity fashion retail store. D is surrounded by used footwear as he uses an airbrush to work on an old sneaker he has on a table.
They beat it up, scuffed it up, threw it in the back to just like clean the house in or wash a car in, and have figured out instead of throwing this into the landfill, why don't we bring it back to life?
D says he hasn't had any problems finding customers for his art in our community.
Ypsilanti is all about that stuff, the whole Ann Arbor area. We're really into, you know, being community-based and conscious of what's going on. I'm sure everyone's thrown out quite a few pairs of shoes that we could have totally just cleaned up, repainted, and they would have looked brand new again. And not only that, but you can customize your colors, and now you not only have a new again shoe, a reborn shoe, but you also have this amazing one-of-a-kind piece that no one else has.
I appreciate it.
Local recording artist King Jazzy is D's brother and the owner of the Nike Air Force One Dunks that D was working on while we spoke. His shoes now have his King Jazzy B Instagram username written in purple, orange, and blue.
When you get on stage, people are always telling you, you got to plug this and plug that and plug that. And then it always feels unnatural because you're like a politician then and not like a musician. But having it on your shoes already is great. Cool.
Yeah.
King Jazzy smiles as at Aussie holds up the finished product, but D has one more surprise for him.
So what, when the black light hits this is gonna glow?
Yeah, all this will glow. All of this is neon paint.
Oh, cool. See, I didn't realize.
So if you walk into a club, you're gonna see this from across the room, like guaranteed.
D's showcase room is filled with all types and styles of footwear, but one pair of high-top sneakers have a special local connection.
This is a faded pink to purple, pink-white to purple, that we threw the Ypsilanti skyline on. We got Eastern, we got the Water Tower, and we got Downtown over here. And then we changed the soles black and went speckle over the whole thing. And then we put Ypsity tags on the tongue.
D also uses his art as a way to build connections with customers in our community.
I had an older gentleman who came in and had me do a complete Parliament Funkadelic album cover. He brought the vinyl in, and we sat around and we played Parliament Funkadelic in the store, and we vibed out, and we came up with a really cool design for his shoes.
For D, repurposing shoes is more than a job. It's a passion that helps keep him on the forefront of the local fashion scene and allows him to express his love for our community through art. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.